we all have a sweet tooth, and it's been incredible launching the chocolate part of our line in Sugarpova, and just seeing all these people here at the exposition and just blown away by the reception. Hi, this is Maria Sharapova, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, Dane Neal here, along with the Yummy Nation Network, live at the 2016 Sweets and Snack Show, always in Chicago, where the world kind of converges in the effort to bring great sweets, whether it's launches of new products or some tried and true ones that have been favorites forever. This product launched in 2012 with a lot of fanfare. People loved it, and they're going to love it even more as they bring chocolate to the line, not only because of the great flavors that they have, but also the ambassador, the visionary, the person driving it behind it, Maria Sharapova. Welcome to WGN and the Yummy Nation Network.
Thanks for those nice words. That was very well said. I appreciate it.
Nobody's going to have anything bad to say about somebody that puts so much of themselves into an effort to bring so much awesomeness in the candy world to the people.
Thank you. Well, I feel like this is a baby of mine. I started this 3 years ago when I had shoulder surgery back when I was 21 years old. I thought, well, I might not be playing tennis anymore. And I thought of doing something fun and creative. And I thought of my childhood and thinking of that sweet treat that I would get after a good practice and the reward I had. And, you know, understanding that we all have a sweet tooth. And it's been incredible launching the chocolate part of our line in Sugarpova and just seeing all these people here at the exposition. And, yeah.
You know, growing up and, of course, having so much success in tennis on the court. So you've always had people excited about what it is that you do. Are you surprised by how excited they are? I mean, people love candy. It's a thing people
yes.
love, but excited for what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm just overwhelmed by it. When I started Sugarpova 3 years ago, I never thought that we'd be where we are today. I thought that it would be a project that I would continue and really grow when I finished my career. And here we are in our fourth year and just blown away by the reception. You know, we're just getting our feet into the chocolate world, and it's amazing to learn from it and to experience it, work with the chefs who are creating our formulas and really understand the flavors and the textures of chocolate.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, traveling the world in the world of tennis, I'm sure as someone who was a fan of sweets, you were trying things all over the world
right.
and you had things that you loved growing up. Did your career in tennis and all the travel that you did for the sport help you find new things that you liked in the candy world?
Absolutely. I'm always inspired by travel. I think it's one of the best things about my life and my career. And I love exploring and I love seeing what product works and what product doesn't work and why. I think that's one of the reasons Sugarpova has been successful is I did a lot of research before we launched. And I saw the gummy world as something that people would buy at a supermarket. They would eat as they go to the checkout counter and they pretty much throw away as they're walking to their car. And I wanted this brand to feel like it was a souvenir, a luxurious product that people would keep and really look forward to receiving, whether it's a birthday or a holiday.
When it comes to luxury in the candy world, launching the chocolate line, was there a reason why you decided to wait? Were there other things that were a priority? Did you want to make sure that you really had it right as far as the recipes when you launched it with your own name?
Well, it took about a year to create the formulas of the chocolate, and chocolate just felt like a natural evolution to our brand. It took a while to find the right partner and the right factory, and we chose Barron's Chocolate because of all of their natural ingredients. And that's been really a trend for people that want to treat themselves, finding that right dark chocolate formula. And the additions, we worked with coconut pieces that are quite unique to the market, whereas usually you just taste or feel the coconut in the flavor, but now there's actually little pieces of it. So that process of understanding what works, what doesn't, how can we make it better, was all really fun.
Do you think that there will be a day as so much success in the world of sports? But I remember, you know, Paul Newman, the great actor. I remember people knowing him afterwards as the salad dressing guy. That's down the road that you
right.
will be more identified. Kids will come up to you and know you as Sugarpova, as the candy person, as opposed to the sports person. Do you think that's possible?
I'm not sure. Deep down inside, I think I will always stand for being a tennis player. That's my biggest passion in my life. But this was a really fun experience, and it's given me a chance to grow in a completely different business in a different environment. But I think all of these professions, you have to have the same qualities. You know, it's a very competitive, it's a very energizing experience, and you learn a lot. It's a learning curve.
People love the flavors. They love just the look. They love the brand. They love everything that you've built into it. But what they have to recognize is the same thing that you built into your sports career is the passion that you have to be great at it and bring great things to the people. So thanks so much for what you do.
Thanks
for being here in Chicago.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for being on WGN.
Thanks so much.